Again, a reminder that tonight we are having Sunday Night for the Master, and the idea is that we would just try that on a Sunday night once in a while. I think we have three scheduled this year that we can alter if we need to, so we've never done that, and with the hopes that we would breathe a little more energy into Monday Night for the Master. So we're going to do it tonight, 5 o'clock. We're having one of my favorite meals, favorite dishes. Thank you, Nan. So looking forward to that. We have something for everyone. If you didn't fill out a Monday Night for the Master card for tonight, Sunday night, go ahead and fill one out. Just hand it to me or one of the elders afterwards so we'll know who's coming. We have something for everyone. The service group tonight, we have a special job. We are going to help Pam Brott move her large items from Peru over here to a storage unit, and so I'm excited about us being able to do that. I know if I'm in her shoes, I'm wondering, how am I going to be able to do these things that I can't do by myself? And we want Pam to know that her church family is behind her. So we need some guys, we need some pickups tonight to be able to do that. So let me know if you can help with that tonight. Appreciate Richard Prater for the organizing the men's outing, the other guys that helped organize that. Was able to go out Friday night and enjoy some of that. I have just a couple pictures to share with you. You know, if you weren't able to go, you probably wonder what in the world happens out at a men's outing. But we went out to Frog Road Christian Camp, and so this is what cooking looks like. This is fried chicken wings. It didn't look the most safe kind of a setup to me, but no one died, and so the chicken wings were fabulous. This is just a snapshot of what it looks like when guys get to eating. We didn't really make it to the table, is how good they were. We're just there at the kitchen. Some have to sit down because they just eating takes it out of them. And so we had some tomahawk throwing, which was awesome. This is what tomahawk throwing looks like. If you've never seen Jonathan throw a tomahawk, I'm supposed to be an encourager, so let me just say, Jonathan is great at being a banker. And we'll leave it at that. And then there was something that there was a picture was sent to me, and it was concerning. This is what Rick O'Dell brought for his bedding at the men's outing. I think that's a little unnerving, personally. It's a little unnerving. Okay, let's move on. LTC. We want to highlight LTC today. Brag on our kids. Turning your Bibles to 1 Samuel 17. 1 Samuel 17. I'm going to make this quick. If you ever think, boy, I sure wish Elliot would just preach a quick sermon sometime. Well, today's your day. So enjoy it. If you're a young person filling out one of the outlines, or anyone filling out one of the outlines, get ready to work fast. So try to keep up. 1 Samuel 17. I want us to look at a story about that we've heard many times. David and Goliath. A classic. David and Goliath. You have the Philistines who lined up opposed from the Israelites. There's a valley between them. And a Philistine great, a giant, Goliath, he comes out and he challenges the Israelites. And he says to the Israelites, this is Goliath speaking, he says, you send out one, and if he's able to fight with me and kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, you shall be our servants and serve us. And the Philistine, Goliath, said, I defy the ranks of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. So you have one from the Philistines who says, you send out one from the Israelites. Well, when Saul and Israel heard these words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. The Israelites, in their own minds and of their own power, they probably thought, you know, we can fight these Philistines. We stand a chance. But we don't have a Goliath. We don't have a Goliath. And so no one was willing to go out. Well, the scene changes to David. David's father, Jesse, he had 8 sons. And David was the youngest of 8 boys. Now you imagine being the youngest of eight boys and how much respect you get growing up, how much credit you get being the youngest of eight. So you have David, who of course is going to be the hero in this story, but for 40 days Goliath comes out and he challenges the Israelites. You send one out. This happens for 40 days. King Saul is afraid. All the Israelite soldiers are afraid. And this continues to go on. Well, Jesse sends David. He sends him to take some supplies to his brothers, to check on his brothers. So David would be there some, but he goes back and forth to take care of things at home. David goes to check on his brothers, so he's there on the scene with these two armies separated. And as David's talking to them, Goliath comes out for his daily taunting. You know, Goliath comes out and he says what he's been saying for 40 days. And this time David hears it. And Scripture says, all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were much afraid. You imagine what that looked like. They probably milled around and did what they did, but then Goliath comes out and maybe he's going to say something different than he has the last 40 days. Goliath says his thing and they all get afraid. And all the Israelite soldiers, what is it? Scripture says in verse 24, fled from him, were much afraid. I can see David on the scene. To me, David either looks at the Israelite soldiers who are running away and saying, What are y'all running from? Or maybe David runs with them. What are we running from? They're all running, and David's like, what are we doing here? Now, as I've said before, I'm deathly afraid of snakes. Deathly afraid. Spiders, not so much. Spiders don't bother me unless they're super big mutant spiders, and then I call David Hobson. But regular spiders, I don't have a problem with. And so there was one in the kitchen the other day, and it was dead. It kind of looked like a spider. It was dead, and Abby was sweeping. And here's this dead spider, and she wants to have no part of this spider, dead or alive. And I come up, and I come, and my attitude is like David's. My attitude is, what is the problem? A, it's just a spider, and B, it's dead. And David says to his brothers and the other Israelites, I mean, David doesn't see what is the problem here. Verse 26, David said to the men who stood by him, what shall be done for the man who kills the Philistine and takes away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? Wow. What a difference. You have all these Israelite soldiers. Not only are they not willing to go out, but they're afraid. I mean, the best of them are afraid. The greatest. The ones that are champions in battle, they're afraid. And David come, he's not afraid. Verse 32, David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight this Philistine. And Saul said to David, you're not able to go against this Philistine to fight him, for you are but a youth. Saul said, you're a youth. I don't know that David was a boy, but he was not a man. He was not a fighting man in the army. And Saul says, you're just a kid. You're a youth. He's been a man of war from his youth. But David says to Saul, you don't understand. I've taken care of sheep. And when the bear would come or a lion would come and grab a lamb, a baby sheep, in its mouth and run, I would go after it. And I would kill it and rescue that lamb. Or if it turned to fight me, I would grab it by its beard. I caught him by his beard, verse 35, and struck him and killed him. David says, you don't understand. I can handle this. And when David says, I can handle it, he means God will handle this. And he'll use me to do it. Verse 37. David said, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion, from the paw of the bear, will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. Saul says, go on. And David goes out. We know what happens. He kills Goliath. Let me ask you this. What was God doing with David in his youth, the years leading up to this battle with Goliath? When David was guarding the sheep, and a predator would come and take a lamb, and David, through God's power, was able to kill that wild animal, what was God doing with David? And the answer is, he was training David for Goliath. He was training David. When David said that God would give him victory over Goliath, he had confidence. Why did he have confidence? Because God had been training him. He had already had God's help. That was training. And it was not only battle training, it was faith training. Wasn't it? God had been training David's faith. Would David have had this courage to fight Goliath without it? Probably not. LTC is training our youth to fight for God's army in the church, in the kingdom, as they grow up. That's what LTC does. That's what we're doing in Bible class. That's what we're doing with our young people in VBS. We are training them for battle. Not only are we training them for the technical aspects of being a Christian and serving, we're training our young people in faith. Remember 1 Samuel 16, when God was talking about choosing David to anoint him to be king, he says Samuel knew it was one of these eight boys, one of these eight boys of Jesse. God says to Samuel, "Do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I've rejected him," talking about an older brother. "For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." God saw David as a boy what he could be as a man. And I want to remind you to look at our children as children for what they can be as men and women, soldiers in the kingdom. And understand, I realize it's not that they have nothing to do now. Adam read a great scripture for us. Young people are to be an example for us now, but they're also training, and we want to help them. We want to be behind them. We want our young people to know we support them. We encourage them. We're about to hand out some awards and go over some things from LTC. And I want you to understand this is a living illustration of what training our youth looks like. We want to encourage them. We want to support them. We want to know how much we want them to know how much they mean to us, how proud we are of them. So we're going to have them come up one by one and receive their awards, and I'll just share some things about what they did. I want to start with reading. Get my page right. I want to start with Zach Kovness. Zach received a gold in drawing. One of the judges' notes said, "I like the way the gold stands off the page. The use of colors chosen was very appealing to the eye. I really enjoyed your interpretation." Zach's, and by the way, this is on the table and displayed in the foyer. Also, Bible reading extemporaneous received a silver, and the judges says, "Nice job, Zach, and good reading place or good reading pace." And I also want, let me also read Jace Callahan while Zach comes up. Jace is not able to be with us this morning, but Zach, come on up. Jace Callahan, drawing, received a gold. The judge's note, "You have a talent for portraiture." It's a big word for me. Portraiture. "Great detail on this drawing. Bible reading extemporaneous. He received silver. Your introduction effectively identified the passage, the translation, the setting of the passage." Zach, we're very proud of you. Natalie Anderson, teaching challenge. Natalie received gold. A Bible Bowl, 8th grade team received bronze, and individual received participant. And so, Natalie, we want you to come up. Great job. Terry Barrett, Terry, please come on up. Scrapbook, silver, and Judge's notes said the pages are beautifully done. I love the twine stickers 3D. And so Scrapbook was a part of LTC. Great job, Terry. And I think this was the first year that we did scrapbooking, so we're excited about that. Adam Benton, teaching challenge, received a gold. A Bible Bowl for the high school team received a bronze. An individual on the Bible Bowl team received a bronze. Great job, Adam. And it's today is Adam's birthday. Good job. Proud of you, Adam. Abby Dunn, Horace. Course received a silver. Judge's notes, good eye contact with leader and audience. Teaching challenge, gold. Bible Bowl, elementary team, silver. Individual, bronze. Puppets, this was first year we did puppets, received silver. Judges said good accessories on characters, great job. Drama received gold. Judges said good delivery of lines. Some really funny moments as well. Bible reading challenge, gold. Had to read four different sections of the Bible in front of class and tell what version of the Bible they were reading from. A little background of what was happening. Song leading, silver. Was clearly heard while announcing song. Great job. T-shirt design, bronze. Good job clearly showing the layout. Good job, Abigail. Good job. Sydney Dunn, teaching challenge, gold. Bible Bowl, bronze. Individual, bronze. Drama received a gold. The judges said clever script and good use of humor. Scrapbook, silver. And judges said visual neatness and readability of text are outstanding. Good job, Sydney. Alex Finslidge, teaching challenge, received a gold. We're proud of Alex. Teaching challenge. Great job, Alex. The teaching challenge, our young people help in our classes, and they do that. There's certain things they have to do, certain number of times that they have to do that, and so it's a great way to train. Jackson Hendricks, teaching challenge, gold. Bible Bowl, high school team, bronze, and individual bronze. Great job, Jackson. Proud of you. Jenna Hendricks. Chorus received silver. Good leadership among the older kids. Teaching challenge, gold. Bible Bowl, middle school team, bronze. Individual bronze. Drama, gold. Judges said connected with audience with use of eye contact. Emotion was delivered using voice and gesture. Good job. Song leading, gold. The judges said I could clearly hear you announce your song and introduce with confidence. Your hand gestures were good. You did a great job to signal the end of the song. Scrapbook, silver. Outstanding use of texture and attractive materials. Great job, Jenna. Proud of you. Mr. Joel Hendricks. Chorus, Joel received silver, and the judges said, love the smiles, good job. Teaching challenge, gold. Bible Bowl, silver. Individual, silver. Puppets, silver. Great Samson hair and funny. Joel was Samson. Drama, gold. The wrap-up at the end was well done. Bible reading challenge, gold. Great job, Joel. Very proud of you. Josh Ivey, chorus received a silver. Judges said would have liked at least one more song. Overall, nice performance. It's always good when they're asking for more. It means they like it. Bible Bowl, high school team bronze, individual bronze. Song leading gold. And the judges said you did a great job. Was clearly heard announcing the song. Great job, Josh. Briley Odell, Briley Odell. Brock's going to come receiving his. I was going to ask her if that was her bedding that was on the picture. I'll have to talk to her later. Teaching challenge gold. So, very proud of Briley. Samuel Prater. Teaching challenge gold. Bible Bowl, elementary team silver, individual bronze, drama gold. Judges said, I can tell you worked hard on the presentation. Original, well-written script, Bible reading gold. Great job, Samuel. Chloe Roberts. Teaching challenge gold, puppets silver. Judges said, original, well-written, interesting script, good voices. Drawing gold, judges notes, keep up the great work. Thank you for sharing your talent at LTC. Great job, Chloe. Bella Snyder. Okay. We'll go ahead and read. I want to share with you. Teaching challenge gold. Bible Bowl middle school team received a bronze. Individual participant scrapbook received a silver. The creative description of events and display of pictures were outstanding. So we're proud of Bella. Jacob Snyder. Course received a silver. Judges said, glad to see the younger ones participating. Good eye contact. Teaching challenge gold. Bible reading challenge gold. So we're proud of Jacob. Daphne. Ah, here we come. Chorus received a silver. Judges said, good. Group looks energetic and happy. Teaching challenge gold. Bible Bowl, elementary team, silver. Individual in Bible Bowl was bronze. Puppets received silver. Good Bible story. Drama was gold. Judges said, that was really good job. The drama was entertaining. I'd like to hear another drama presented by this group. Bible reading gold. Song leading silver. Judges said, great job. Song was pitched correctly and you were clearly heard while announcing the song. Great job, Daphne. Last but not least, Elizabeth Tribble. Chorus received a silver. Judges said, love the smiles. Good job. Teaching challenge received gold. Bible Bowl high school team bronze. Individual bronze. Great job. I coach Bible Bowl. Drama received gold. Judges said, entertaining script and good message. Song leading received gold. Judges said, great eye contact, correct rhythm, notes, values, song was pitched correctly. Great job, Elizabeth. Proud of you. I want to run through, we'll have our invitation in just a moment, but let me brag on a few more people. And I hope you understand by this point, that's a lot of training. That's a lot of training. A lot of our young people. And there are many of our adults who serve in great ways to help train them. So I want to brag on them for a minute. David Basu helped with t-shirt design. Jeanette Anderson, coordinator for Teaching Challenge. 15 of our youth participated in Teaching Challenge. And that's in our classes here. I helped with Bible Bowl coach for the high school. And I was the bus driver. Champion bus driver. Liz Dunn was the drama coach. Great job. Amy Richardson, song leading coach for our girls. We appreciate her. Del Griffin did scrapbook, was our scrapbook coach. It was the first time that our young people have participated in scrapbooking, and we thank Del for that. You know, LTC has so many things, we haven't done them all. There's always more that we could do. Puppets is the same way. Becky Kupiak and Carrie Benton helped her, was our coach for our puppets for the first time. We appreciate those ladies. Janet Richardson was our Bible Bowl coach for middle school and elementary. And I have to brag on our secretary, hopefully without her getting the big head, but she put together if you think this is easy up here reading all this, it's not. But she makes it a lot. You should see me if she had not gone to the trouble that she did to really organize all this. And so it's a major effort. Savannah Snyder, drama coach helper. We appreciate her. Janine Thompson, the chorus coach. Great chorus. Keith Thompson, song leading coach for our boys and coach for Bible reading. Keith put together our LTC video, so we appreciate all that. Jessica Hendricks organizes the snacks and drinks and the meal at LTC, coordinating the hotel rooms and the general go-to person. Jessica spends a lot of time on LTC, and we thank her for it, and we appreciate her. Yes. Just a couple more. Jessica and Carol fed the middle school and high school Bible Bowl teams on Wednesday night practice nights. Karen Sism did all the Bible Bowl hands-on activities. Liz and Colby for chaperoning the LTC hotel rooms. And our parents for encouraging your children, bringing them to practices. And we thank everyone for bringing snacks, donating money. This is a church effort, guys. And it's an effort to train young Davids. It's an effort to train young Deborahs, Ruths, Esthers, Marys, right? We're training our young people to fight in the kingdom. And so we love it. We want to offer an invitation. We're going to have a song and sing about how great our God is. But we want you to know, if you're here this morning and there's something that is heavy on your heart that you'd want us to take a moment, we'd love to take a moment with you and lift something up to God. Or if there's someone here this morning, and today, what's weighing on your heart is that you're not ready to meet God. And there's something that you need to change today. We'd love to help you. If there's someone that has a need, please come while we stand and sing.
In moments like these, I lift up my song. I sing out a love song to Jesus. In moments like these, I lift up my voice. I lift up my voice to the Lord, singing, I love you, Lord. Singing, I love you, Lord. Singing, I love you, Lord. I love you. In moments like these, I sing out a song. I sing out a love song to Jesus. In moments like these, I lift up my hands to the Lord.